ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भागवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी Change of glasses here. Srimad Bhagavatam, Skanda 7, Adhyaya 2, Shloka 15. Correct? Kechit. You do like that? Kechit kani trayer vibhidhus setu prakara gopuran ajivyansh chiddu vrikshan ajivyansh chichidhur vrikshan Kechit parashubhanayah pradahan sharanan yekhe prajanam jvalitol mukaihi kechit kani trair vibhudhais Kechit kanitrayer vibhidhus kshamag. Excuse me. Setu prakara gopuran ajivyansh chichidhur vrikshan Kechit parashubhanayah Pradahan sharanan yekhe Prajanam jvalitul mukaihi Tough one, huh? Kechit kanitrair vibhidhus Setu prakara gopuran ajivyansh chichidhur vrikshan kechit parashubhanayah pradahan sharanan yekhe Prajanam jvalitul mukaihi Kechit kanitrair vibhidhus Setu prakara gopuran Ajivyansh chichidhur vrikshan Kechit parashubhanayah Pradahan sharanan yekhe Prajanam jvalitul mukaihi Kechit kanitrayer vibidhus setu prakarago puran ajivyans chichidhur vrikshan kechit parashupanayah pradahan sharanam yekhe prajanam jvalitul mukaihi. Matao, I'm ladies speaking Hindi. Kechit kanitrayer vibidhus. Kopuran. Ajivyang chichitur vrikshan. Kechit parashupanayah. Pradahan sharanan yeke. Pajanam jvalitul mukaihi. Kechit kani trayer vibidhus. Setu prakarago puran. Ajivyans chichitur vrikshan kechit parashupanayah pradahan sharanan yekhe prajanam jvalitol mukaihi. You can't hear. So we just padapataha. You don't know that, huh? Kechit. Some of the demons. Kanitraihi. With digging instruments. Bihiduhu. Broke to pieces. Setu. Bridges. Prakara. Protective walls, Gopuran, city gates, Ajivyan, the source of livelihood, Chichiduhu, cut down, Vrikshan, trees, Kechit, some, Parashupanayah, taking axes in hand, pradahan, burn down, sharanani, the dwellings, aka other demons, prajanam, of the citizens, jvalita, blazing, ulmukaihi, with firebrands. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Some of the demons took digging instruments and broke down the bridges, the protective walls and the gates of the cities. Some took axes and began cutting the important trees that produced mango, jackfruit and other sources of food. Some of the demons took firebrands and set fire to the residential quarters of the citizens. Purport, the cutting of trees is generally prohibited. In particular, trees that produce nice fruit for the maintenance of human society should not be cut. In different countries, there are different types of fruit trees. In India, the mango and jackfruit trees are prominent. And in other places, there are mango trees, jackfruit trees, coconut trees, and berry trees. Any tree that produces nice fruit for the maintenance of the people should not be cut at all. This is a Shastric injunction. I started to read this morning. So we cannot eat cement and bricks. But the modern society and our society are building more buildings. What to do? We are enamored by modern civilization. Here in Mayapur, the people used to live in these kutiyas. What do they? They're made from bamboo. Still, a few are seen. Prabhupada also said this big, big construction is ugra karma. Right? Skyscrapers, he condemned big buildings. I think it's like common knowledge that every day in the Persian Gulf or the Arabian Gulf, whatever you want to call it. You understand? Everybody understands? There's so many construction projects because of the oil money. And so many laborers are going from India, Bangladesh and Nepal, Pakistan, to work in these countries. Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, right? So many huge constructions. And every day so many people are dying because safety isn't so important for the people who are building all these buildings. Prabhupada said, Calcutta is hell. Right? If Calcutta is hell, then what are these places? So here, in this rural atmosphere, should we create another Calcutta? That is a moral dilemma that we are facing, our institution. Should we have another, this Gaurnagar is like a Calcutta slum, right? Isn't that what people say? How does that relate to this? Because it's demoniac. The big cities, the urban life. But we also face a dilemma because this modern technology has brought us here. Has brought us here. Modern technology, mass communication, preaching, books are the, main source of our preaching, but now there are so many other, we're having in a few days a film festival, an award ceremony. Prabhupada had that desire, make movies to preach to the people. So all this modern technology, we're using it, but we should not become slaves of modern technology, otherwise we'll become like the demons. Big, big demons in the past, thousands or millions of years ago, they were opposed to Vedic culture. Although sometimes it's said that Ravana was a great scholar of Vedas. His father was forgetting. He was one of the rishis. Who remembers? Nobody. Huh? No, Ravana. Huh? Vishrava. So, he was opposed to Vedic culture, apparently. But he knew Vedas. He was a Vedic scholar, they say. Hiranyakashipu, This is the story. We know that Prahlad studied in a Gurukul, right? Shanda and Amarka, the guru, the gurus. What was the difference between them and, say, Sandipani, right? Lord Krishna went to Avanti, right? Where is Avanti? Indian devotees know this. Ujjain. And Ujjain means, who can answer that? Interactive now. Why did the name change from Avanti to Ujjain? Anybody know? No, Indian devotees should know. No? Udyan. Udyan means gardens. So there were kings that had massive gardens. And so Avanti, which is one of the Saptapuris, seven ancient cities of Bharata, became Ujjain. And where did Sandipani come from? Was he from Avanti? Do you know? You know? No. Indian devotees should know this. Ladies, no? It's in the Bhagavatam. No? Where was he from? Trick question. Interesting story. I heard somebody say something. Where was Sandipani from? Banaras, Kashi. Remember that. Kashi, ancient center of Vedic study. Krishna and Balaram, what did they study? What should we study? Same thing maybe was taught to Prahlad or no? What was taught to Krishna and Balaram? Does that exist today? That is the question. Vedic educational syllabus. Vedic educational syllabus. So there are Astikas and Nastikas. Right? Astika is a religious person. Nastika, atheist. You heard that? Right? No? Some foreign devotees may not be aware of these terms. Should be. Astika, Nastika. You've heard this before? So now, where did it come from? Very interesting. Can anybody answer that? No? Come on. Astika comes from the word asti. Right? You've heard asti? In Bengali, asti, ache. What is it in English? Is. Asti, ast. Ast is Persian. German, ist. English, is. Astika means God exists. Parameshwar. Ishwara. Sarva bhutanam hridayeshe arjuna tishtati. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Ishvara exists, asti, astika. Ishvara does not exist, nasti. Asti, nasti. This morning, a God brother asked me, what is ananta koti? What does it mean? Right? Very simple. In Sanskritam, there are 22 prefixes, upasargas. Asti, nasti. You put the na in front of asti, you get nasti. Anta is the end. Right? Antakale chamameva smaran mukva kalevaram. At the last moment, antakale, if you think of me, smaran mukva kalevaram, you become free from this body. Ananta, right? Ananta dev. Ananta, without end. Ananta kotihi, without end, kotihi, all the Hindus know this, crore. Crore is 10 million in Hindi and Bengali. Koti, we have that, right? Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. Kandarpa, who is Kandarpa? Who can say? Who is Kandarpa? Cupid, Kamadev. Kandarpa koti, tens of millions of Cupids. Ananta koti, unending millions. Asti, asti, nasti. God exists, God does not exist. Vedas say, Ishavasyamidam sarvam. Ishvara. God exists. And Hiranyakashipu, nasti. There is no Ishvara. Vedas say, Ishavasyamidam sarvam. Everything belongs to Ishvara. Ishvara created the trees, the lakes, the rivers, but Ishvara did not create these buildings. Now we can say the buildings are artificial. Funny, today's shloka, one of the words there, did I lose it? I lost it. Sharanani, Sharana, Panchatattva ki jai, Radha Madhava ki jai. Sharana, you know this word? Sharana means shelter. Shelter. You've heard this, right? Sharanagata, taking shelter. Sharanagatihi, one who took shelter. Sharanani, what does it say? Pradahan sharananyeke. So one demon was burning the homes. The demons are destroying the homes. Right? The Atatais. You've heard of the Atatais. No? Atatainaha. What is that verse in Gita? Atatainaha in the first chapter? Anyone remembers that? Krishna, Arjuna said they're Atatais, attacking us. One who attacks you is an Atatai. Right? A different type of Atatai. Someone who attacks your wife, your home, comes to steal your money. These are the Atatais. Atatainaha. Bahuvachanam. Bahuvachanam plural. So the Kauravas were the Atatais for Arjuna. I can't remember. It's not coming in my mind. Somebody help me. What's that verse? First chapter in the Gita. Huh? Someone remember that? Atatainaha. So these demons in today's shloka, they are Atatainaha. If someone comes to burn your house, Pradahan, Dahana is a Hindi word. Dahana, burning. Pradahan, setting fire, sharanani, to the houses. They're demons. They're atatayis. And the Vedic the law, Manu Samhita, Manu Smriti, says that if someone is an atatayi, he can be killed. Atatayi, hatvaitan atatayinaha. Now it came. Hatvaitan, hatva etan atatayinaha. Why should we kill these atatayis? They're our relatives, Arjuna told Krishna. Why should we kill them? Hatvaitan atatayinaha. These demons, asuras, right? The relatives and the subjects of Hiranyakashipu were atatayis. They were attacking, burning. They were burning bridges, protect prakaras, the walls, gopuran, the gates, and the trees they were cutting. Those are the activities of the asuras, destruction. What should we do? They should be killed. And we are worshipping Narsimha, pronounced differently in different parts of India, right? How do they say here? Narsingadev. South India, Narsimha. You know in Gujarat what they say? Narsi. Narsi, you've heard of Narsi Mehta, the Vaishnav poet. Narsi. And in North India, Narsing. Not Narsingadev, Narsing. All over India, this word is pronounced differently. He came to kill this rascal. This is the story in the Bhagavatam. This rascal, Nastika, atheist. Unfortunately, we don't have that power. Fortunately or unfortunately. Unfortunately because it can be used to purify society. Unfortunately, we are not pure, so we may not use it properly if we had it. Because we are also influenced by this demoniac society. How is that? We are born, not everyone, but Malechas and Yavanas like myself. We are born in the families of the cow killers. We're born in the families of the cow killer. Prahlad addressed his father, Hiranyakashipu, Asura Shrestha, something like that, right? I can't remember the exact word. Asura Varya. Okay. Varya means a very respectable person, leader. Asura Varya, O leader of the Asuras. He admitted that he had been born in a low family. Krishna says in the Gita that there are, right? What's that verse now? Striyo Vaishas Tatha Shudras. What's the beginning of that? Mam hi partha vyapashritya. Ye pi syu papayonayaha. Has anyone thought of what that means? Papa is sin. Yonayaha are sitting right here. The womb. A man doesn't have a womb. Only a woman has a womb. Ye pi syu papayonayaha. Those who were born in sinful wombs. Prahlad was born in a sinful womb. Isn't it? His father was this big rascal. Hiranyakashipu. Of course you can say it's Kashyapa's, right? Grandson? Kashyapa's grandson? Right? Great sage's grandson. Ravana Vishrava, the son of a great sage, gone wrong. Mam hi partha vyapashritya, those who surrendered to me, ye pi siu papayonayaha, maybe they were born low, sinful. Striyaha, women. I didn't write it. I'm sorry. I know people say I'm a right winger, but striyaha. Vaisha, businessmen, mercantile class. Tatha shudraha. 90% of human society is shudra, right? Workers, laborers. We are also very proud. So many college graduates are joining, right? Isn't it? And the college graduate, what do they become? Shudraha. Yeah, they become employee. Kinkaraha. You know this word? What should I do? Kim karoti iti kinkaraha. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam. Kinkaram patitam mam. I am your servant. Kinkaraha. What should I do? Servant means, oh master, what should I do? So somebody may have a college degree and he's working for someone. He's a shudra. What should I do? But they're proud. Educated. Right? Educated. There was a joke, and that was spoof. I think it's 85 years ago, right? The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow, he didn't have a brain. Here's a college degree. You have a brain. You know that? Remember that? A piece of paper. You have a brain. But actually, what is knowledge? That is the question. What is vidya? Raja vidya. Raja guhyam. The topmost knowledge. Raja, the king of knowledge. But what is vidya itself? Is it modern education? What is modern education? Science, economics, what else do they teach? Mathematics, geometry, geography, a lot of different subjects. Is that education? Is that what Lord Krishna learned in Avanti? Or Prahlad, what did he study? But they were Nastikas, so they didn't teach the right thing. They were the demons. So what is the right thing? Vedas. The right thing is Vedas. What's the educational system in India? Vedadhyayanam. Have to study Vedas. So we say, well, Vedaischa sarveraham eva vedyaha. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Do we really know? Sajjana durjana. Right? Good person, bad person. What is a sajjana? Prabhupada also said Krishna consciousness means be a gentleman. Right? Sajjana. So what is that? Aryan. Right? The word Aryan means a gentleman. Although Hitler misinterpreted or twisted it, we say. The word is from Vedas. Aryaputra. Woman has to call her husband Aryaputra, son of a gentleman. Son of someone who studied Vedas. Aryan civilization means studying Vedic literature. That system should be adopted. That system should be adopted. That was the subject matter that was taught by Sandipani to Krishna and Balaram. They didn't need to hear it. But to teach human society. So to become an Aryan, to become a sadjana, to become a gentleman, one has to adopt Vedic culture. That's our message to the world. Distributing the books required. What is in the books? What are the teachings? Equally important. Equally important. We should know. So what was the system of education? Do we know? Because we are born with the Shanda and Amarka gurus teaching us. Right? The atheistic gurus. Modern, what is it? What are they called? Academia. Or is academia? How do you pronounce it? Huh? Somebody said something. Academia? Academia? Same thing. They are the Shandas and Amarkas who are making people into Hiranyakashipus, not Prahlad, obviously. Isn't it? And if you want to become Prahlad, you have to have Sandipani type of guru. Prahlad had Narad Muni. He was lucky. He didn't accept the teachings of Shanda and Amarka. So the old system, Vedic system of education, was called Avartana Vidhanam, memorization in English. Avartanam. Again and again. Today we call it data entry. Except we do it with machines. The body is also a machine. And the brain is also a machine. The brain needs the proper training. And the proper training were the Veda mantras. And then the Vedangas. Vedas and Vedangas. Then you became a gentleman. But that was also, yes, that was also Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas. Right? Bhagavatam says, Stri Shudra Dvijabandhu Nam Traina Shruti Gochara. Only Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Dvijabandhus, Vaishyas, those who got the Yaganopavitam, Upanayanam, could study Vedas. And for everyone else, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and the Puranas. Even those we are not memorizing. Even those we are not memorizing. There were pundits in this country. Thousands and thousands of shlokas they knew. Whole Mahabharata, such pundits existed. Whole Mahabharata memorized. 100,000 shlokas. We should be inspired by that. We should be inspired. Bhagavatam, so many. Still today, in Vrindavan, not here, but in Vrindavan, you can see thousands of young boys who are studying Bhagavatam, right? Thousands of boys. Well, hundreds. Should be thousands. And then they would go to their villages and then would teach Bhagavatam. They would teach the people. That's the business of the Brahmins. So destroy the Vedic culture is the business of these asuras, Hiranyakashipu and his gang. Break the homes, break the gopurams, the gates Break the bridges, destroy what you can, everything. This is happening in different parts of the world. You can see on the news. Some people sitting here came from the war zone, right? Ukrainian-Russian border. Fighting is going on. Breaking the houses, killing the people. Asuras. This place, how many years ago? 70 years ago, and again, what was it, 45 years ago? 1971? How many thousands and thousands of people were driven out of their homes by asuras, isn't it? And came here from the eastern Bengal. This is also Bangladesh. What is Bangladesh? What does the word mean? Desh is a place. And Bangalam is a language. Vanga is a place. Vanga is the word in the Puranas. Vanga, Pradesh, Vanga, Desh. The land of Vanga. Kalinga, Utkala. You know Kalinga, Utkala? Orissa. Now they say Odisha. Kalinga, Utkala, Kamakya is Assam. All these places, ancient places. For a long time. Vanga Bhasha means the language of Vanga. Vanga Bhasha. The British could not say Vanga Bhasha, they said Bengali. Right? Bengali is an English word. And here they say Vanga Bhasha, the language spoken in Vanga. Purva Vanga, Paschima Vanga, Eastern and Western. Somehow or other, this asuras from time immemorial, right? Who can stop them? Very difficult, tough question to answer. Because from the creation, Brahma created these rishis, Kashyapa and the other rishis. And Kashyapa had Diti and Aditi. And Aditi's children are the devatas, and Diti's children are Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And this fighting between devas and asuras has been going on for thousands of years. How to stop it? Never ceases. Kauravas were defeated 5,000 years ago. Mahabharata Katha, you had people from all over the world came to Kurukshetra. All over the world, if you read Mahabharata, then you'll see, from all over they came. And how many, somebody here may know, how many millions of people died in the fight, isn't it? 60 million. Thank you, Prabhu. I myself, right, there's some, we have, 600, and we have a mathematician here, because, yeah, he's a PhD microbiologist. Okay. 640 million. That's more accurate, I think. Pardon my ignorance, I don't really know. They came from all over to fight in Kurukshetra. Why? Dharma against adharma, we say. We say like that. All were destroyed. What is it Krishna says? Tasmatvam utishta yasho labhasva jitva shatrun bungshva rajyam samriddham. Te evaite nihita purvameva. They were already killed. Purvam, before, eva, certainly, nihitaha. They were killed. Nimitta matra bhava savya sachin. You become my instrument. Becoming Krishna's instrument means follow Varnashram, Vedic culture, Vedic Dharma. And those who reject it, they may be Vedic scholars also, like Ravana. They should be destroyed. But it's not easy. Not easy to destroy them. I don't know what the time is. 52? Okay. I'm supposed to... I already exceeded. Any questions? I'll stop the lecture. Yes, Mataji. Bolo, bolo. Angrezi ma, Gujarati ma. Oh, English class. Acha. Mike. Oh, Mike, chalu karo. Chalu karilo. It's not working? That's not good. Take this mic then.
You were mentioning about retaining the Vedic culture, so I have 2 points. One is a good one, another one is a cautious one. One in Fiji, they are still devotees from maybe 300-400 years ago when they were sent from the jails of Western India, Southwestern India. So the way they maintain their culture was to give their children a name from the Mahabharata characters, but everybody also recited Ramayana and Mahabharata through memory because they were forced to have intermarriages like that. And even now, you will see people from Fiji, they are very pious. When you meet them, when you go to their countries, you feel like you are 300 years back in time. So we have many people in Canada just before Ram Navami and Diwali, for 10 days they would recite from memory Ramayana. So that's a very good point of memorizing. The other point, I'm disappointed that you did not mention about the book from your own institute, Samagna, about breaking India. I think you should make awareness of that book for scholars. You're very humble. You don't make that. The third point is the British BBC documentary tried very hard to find out what is it that people from India are so brilliant that they have to be sent all over the world for IT works. And so what they did was sent hidden camera, go and find out what is the secret. And I was very disappointed to see that they have actually found out the secret in South India, where they actually documented and showed that they get the children up very early, memorize the Sanskrit slokas. So they did find the secret, that the secret of the brilliance is through memorizing Sanskrit Vedic literature.
No, that book is by Rajiv Malhotra and someone else, one other journalist from South India. It wasn't published by us. It's published by him. Breaking India is about how Christian missionaries are converting people in India to Christianity, and nobody's stopping them. Basically, that's what it is. Just because you raised the point, so I have to explain to everybody. In that way, they're breaking the Vedic culture. And somebody should stop it. There's a lot of work for us to do, actually, in so many different fields. But we don't have the power, you don't have the strength, isn't it? Power comes in different ways. Adbhuta Shakti, wonderful power, like Narsimha, like, you know, Narsi Avatar. So that Shakti we don't have, that Bhagawan, Lord has. But then there's Sangha Shakti, This institution, Sangha, means a group gathering together and working together so that we have something. Something. It's not unlimited. It has its limitations. But as this Sangha expands, this group of people who believe in what Prabhupada taught, because he was, of course, he didn't make up his own ideology. He was spreading Vedic culture. And the Vedic, what we called Vedamatam, the matam, outlook, ideology of Vedas. Ishavasyamidam sarvam. Everything belongs to Ishvara. And Ishvara has communicated through Vedas to humanity. So those who believe in that gather together. Now, more specifically, Harinam. But even we believe in Harinam, but Prabhupada taught so many things. So many things. Varnashram Dharma is not directly Harinam, but Prabhupada propagated it. So it has to be, should be followed. Should be followed. Any other question? Come, yeah, Prabhu.
Prabhu, thank you for your class. I like the stress you put on the Vedic education and Vedic culture. There was one point I was very uncomfortable with. Like this big TOVP you are building, it is made up of concrete and we are going to have preaching inside it. And there are devotees staying in the big buildings. And they are worshipping Gauranga inside and chanting, and they are coming here to serve. And we can't have bamboo houses one on top of another. And if the whole world has to come and stay here, because it's the consciousness that makes it Ugra Karma, not the... I was a little uncomfortable there.
I was with Prabhupada in Hyderabad. So if you want to know what Prabhupada thought, because some businessman in Hyderabad donated, 565 acres. You might have heard this story. Unfortunately, most of that land has been grabbed back by that businessman. He's still alive. He's 87 years old. And, he took Prabhupada to Tirupati in 1974. I was a bachcha, right? How old are you? 32. I was 19. I was 19 in 1974. We went with Prabhupada to Tirupati. He flew and we went in the vehicle. And the same man, Hari Prasad Badruka, he's still there in Hyderabad. He's 87. I met, in fact, in October, I met him after a few years. And Prabhupada came and he spent a week on that farm. And he wanted very much a return to the agrarian lifestyle. Prabhupada said that the ideal system of living is the Indian village system. Now we're talking about 40 years ago, but believe it or not, 50% of the people in this country still live in the villages. At that time it was 90%. 90% lived in the villages and 10% lived in the cities. And there's been such a massive influx of people. Like Delhi has, 20 million people now? Bombay, 20 million. It's crazy. And so, we're talking idealistically. But now if you want to make another Calcutta here, do you think Prabhupada would have been happy? That is the question. Now, so many people will say, Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that. I mean, people are saying Prabhupada said white and Prabhupada said black. Prabhupada said up, Prabhupada said down. I understand. It's confusing. But I was there. And he wanted that simple, bullock carts, plowing with the bulls. He wanted to revive. There are quite a few devotees who understand that. But there is a You call it a dichotomy or whatever, you know, a dvandva, duality. Because yeah, even if you travel in the train, you violate that. Because you're not traveling in a bullock cart, isn't it? You know, Tirth Yatra, you were supposed to go once in your life by walk. But we are all tourists. You know, you hop in the train, you're in Puri tomorrow morning from Howrah, right? We're tourists. Many, many years ago, I read the English translation, I'll be honest, of the Matsya Purana. Many, many years ago. And one thing I remembered, if you go on Tirth Yatra in a conveyance, you get no punya. If you go on Tirth Yatra in a conveyance, you get no punya. I didn't write that. Here's another interesting thing. This is a country where everyone ate at home. Everyone cooked at home. Right? We see these little... Prabhupada also said the best cooking material is what? Cow dung. And we see these little stoves and the ladies cooking with the cow dung and the wood. Oh, hey, Prabhupada's godbrother. In 1977, I brought one godbrother, two godbrothers, I think I brought three godbrothers here to meet Prabhupada. The most prominent was Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. He passed away. You know, there's a devotee in Alachua. Who's from Alachua here? Oh. There's a godbrother, Kapileshwa, if you've heard of him. He's German, but he lives in Alachua. So he was driving. Hansaduda brought these vehicles, three buses and two vans. So we went to Berhampur, Brahmapur, Orissa, and Prabhupada's godbrother was there, Ananda Prabhu. In ISKCON, they called him Ananda Maharaj. He was a brahmachari. And I think within 2 hours, this man cooked 20 items on the cow dung and the wood stove. 20 items that were so delicious. He was expert cook, right? Everyone knew this. Ananda Prabhu. Many, many years later, I saw... Oh, I didn't finish the story. That was the story. Many years later, I went to Gangotri. Only once in my life, 1997. What is it, 19 years ago? 19 years ago? And we stopped at Uttarkashi. Have you heard of Uttarkashi, North Kashi? You've heard of this? Many people here would have heard that name. Many, maybe you didn't hear. Between Rishikesh and Gangotri. Uttarkashi. And I remember we walked up the hill. It's a valley. The Ganga flows through the valley. We walked up the hill and we saw a guy carrying a gas cylinder for cooking gas on his back up the hill. Can you believe that? This is 20 years ago. So, still you can see people gathering wood, making the cow dung patties. For cooking. You understand my point? So, yes, there is hypocrisy. Now, it's not what to do. We were born like that. We have to have a toilet. So, this is a country where everyone cooked at home. And the toilet, they went out in the fields. There were no toilets. Now everyone goes out to eat and pass stool in the house. This is the position. No wonder everybody's sick. And the big business is doctors. And this is a country, there were no hospitals, there were no universities, no big, big engineering college. This college, how many colleges have come up in the last 25, 30 years? They never existed. Why? Because it's not part of Vedic culture. Just like I read the Matsya Purana, I read the Vishnu Purana. And I remember, the Vishnu Purana says that to pass stool, you have to go 200 meters outside of the village. And this is followed in India, all over. And today the government is making propaganda in the villages. Don't marry your daughter to someone who doesn't have a toilet. And they've started now International Toilet Day. Build the toilets. Pardon? People commit suicide because there's no toilet. So, yes, we are violating that. I am violating that. I'm telling you all this. But I'm a hypocrite also. Yeah. I go in the toilet. I don't go out in the field. I have done so. I can count on one hand. I can count on one hand. So, is it hypocrisy? If we are 100% idealistic, it is hypocrisy. But we have, in the name of preaching, so the big temple is for preaching. But what are we preaching? Then Prabhupada preached this. I saw him preach it. So that doesn't mean I'm the greatest man in the world. No, I was a child. I was a little kid. 19 years old. Right? Oh, well then later on, 1976, I was 21 years old. Prabhupada spent a week on that farm. So what to do? To adopt that, we have to encourage the people to adopt that. Some people are adopting. There are some, in India, we have some temples where they're building temple without this RCC, reinforced concrete, without the cement, or 5% cement bricks. They're making a brick from mud, clay, 5% cement they put, and it's dried in the sun, no fire. And they're building ashram like that it's in South India, Salem, you might have heard of this place, south of Bangalore. So the temple ashram there is no steel and no little cement, 5%. So that's heading toward the ideal. We should try and head toward the ideal, but it's tough. And I've gone past the time. So, should I ask for any more questions or do we have to vacate? It says, please finish by 8:45. 9:10. Okay. Excuse me for taking your time. Thank you. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Yeah, Hare Krishna.